This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the weekend, so happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. It is the Brett Maga Show. One of the things we do every single day, but I think it's even more fun on the weekend, is to kick off the story with the good news. And AB picks out today's story. So what you got, AB?
I'm going to tell you about the luckiest unlucky person in the world next.
I always thought that was me.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A guy in Canada named David Druin lost his home in a fire this summer, but he just won a new house in a raffle he entered in June.
Oh, stop it.
What the?
Yeah, and he told a reporter he is the luckiest unlucky person ever.
That does sum it up. Like, awful. Whatever was in that home, we don't even know. It could have had memories. It could have meant something to them. They're their family, so I'm sure that's awful. But I cannot believe that even prior to that, it's like someone knew, like, he...
Yeah, exactly.
And what, like... I like, so every now and then you fill out those things at the coffee shop. Who's raffling off a house?
I know.
Like, why is that a raffle?
That's a good one.
And how do I get in it? Well, that's some good news.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show with the Emmys coming up this weekend. We've been talking a lot about like some of our favorite TV characters, TV shows, and most iconic and things like that. What is your favorite TV show of all time? Number one.
I think that I need an endorsement through ABC because I've talked about Grey's Anatomy so much this week that I'm like blue in the face.
It's also obviously, the only show you've ever watched.
Yeah.
Yep.
Obviously, my favorite is Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
I feel like I work at Seattle Grace.
That's funny.
To Kevin, actually have to pick one.
I know. This is going to be the hardest thing.
This is so hard.
Kevin and AB have ever done on the show is just pick out their favorite TV show.
Well, I'm going to go back to when I was in fifth grade and G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, okay. debuted in a five-part miniseries and then eventually became a syndicated afternoon show. That was the show I could not miss.
I really can't answer this question, so I feel like I have to go with the show I've watched the most, which is New Girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it Glee? Or how many shows have you rewatched?
Like 50? I don't know.
50 shows that you've rewatched?
I could quote like every episode of probably 50 shows.
Of 50 different shows?
There's a lot.
Wow. I'm torn between two. If I were to do Unscripted, it'd be Survivor. It's still around. I like Survivor. Big Survivor fan. But I haven't watched like every season of Survivor. I just picked it up later. So I have to pick the show that I've seen every single show season of. And I really like it. It might be Entourage. I used to love Entourage.
Really?
Yeah, I used to love it. It might be my favorite show. It probably didn't really age well because I think there's some really sexist jokes. Some terrible things were said in it. But I remember really liking Entourage. I've watched every season. It'd be like that or Boy Meets World that I've seen every episode.
I thought you were going to say Friday Night Lights.
I thought you were going to say How I Met Your Mother.
I like both of those. Nah, I probably, Friday Night Lights I feel like is a better show. Like I feel like Friday Night Lights and like Newsroom are some of the best shows I've ever seen, but I don't know if they're my favorite. Honestly, How I Met Your Mother would be a strong running for a show, but it just was that last season was one of the worst seasons I've ever seen. Well, I like a lot of TV too, guys. Look at me.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
As we're looking for someone to play, let's find out what's trending. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and we know life is busy, so we just keep scrolling through headlines like we scroll through the internet anyways. And then we feel like we're knowledgeable on everything, right?
Right.
Like
right.
I read the internet. Forbes ranks the richest people in America.
Kevin Berghoff.
Kevin did not make the list. I was shocked. You know what's crazy about this is there's a lot of trending stories that are completely different about how rich these a-holes are. Because it's crazy. Forbes has Elon Musk at the top of the list. $428 billion is what he's worth. $428 billion. That's why he could purchase like Twitter for $44 billion and not even blink.
Yeah, he's like, okay.
Larry Ellison, who is the CEO and co-founder of Oracle, is second at $276 billion. Zuckerberg and Bezos round out the top four. But there was this report from Bloomberg that was going viral that Our Oracle had $100 billion day and actually passed Elon.
Wow.
In one day. And he was the richest man for a day. And then Elon made $1 billion in a day and now passed him. So they've been going back and forth. So there's two different reports on...
Oracle's a tech company?
Yeah, it's like a tech company and software company. Public bathrooms in China make you watch ads to get toilet paper.
I wouldn't be surprised if America started that either.
Yeah, so to go to a public restroom, you have to click on this like QR code and plays a commercial for you that you have to watch, and then it gives you like six squares. And then if you need more, you have to click the QR code,
watch a commercial. That would just make me hate whatever like company that ad is from.
Yeah.
And then they make you watch the ad. And then you're brainwashed. Like afterwards you're like, I hate it. But then I found myself
but
going.
But you remember it.
But now, but now I'm paying attention to Oracle.
Correct.
According to a study, this is the body type women find most attractive.
Oh, what?
Dad bod.
No.
Which I don't believe. But according to like thousands of women who took the survey, they just find chiseled abs and ultra lean physiques just not it. Dad bods is where it's at. They think it's sexy.
I did not write that.
Kevin and I are sexy.
That's right.
Hell yeah, we are.
Katie and Sarah wrote that.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Let's do it. It's the toughest pop quiz around. Everyone's complaining about this teacher. Hannah's homeschool is on. It's a...
Hey.
It is a pop culture quiz game. Hannah versus Natalie. Natalie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
You studied for this pop quiz or what?
I actually am a teacher, and this will be my third time playing Hannah's homeschool.
All right. I'm sure you beat her every time, right, Natalie?
I beat her the first time. I tied her the second time, so she won.
Wow. Grudge match. Here we go. Yeah. Hannah, get on out here so we can get this grudge match on. We like Natalie, the teacher, way better than Hannah, the teacher. All right, here we go. The first three episodes of Only Murder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the Building just dropped on Hulu. Name one of the stars in Only Murders in the Building.
Selena Gomez?
Yep. Ed Sheeran's newest album just came out. What is it called?
Oh, I don't listen to a lot of Ed Sheeran. Happy? I don't know.
All right. Not a bad guess, but nope. The studio has the most nomination as a comedy. Tied the record for most ever, actually, at this year's Emmys. Tied the Bear, by the way, which we all love in the studio here. Who stars in the studio?
Oh, the studio. I want to say the morning show, but that's not the same thing.
No, this is a funny guy and a funny woman who is also in another big TV show, S Creek. So this person starred in that.
Oh, I don't know.
Known for smoking a lot of weed. As a teacher, you might not know that, but this guy is really known for smoking a lot of weed. It's not what he's known for.
Willie Nelson?
Willie Nelson's not a bad guess when it comes to that. And it was Seth Rogen and Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, no. Oh, you should have said another movie.
Oh, sorry. Shouldn't have gave you.
The hint should have been better.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sorry. All right. This is a tough one. I'll let you phone a friend on this one if you don't know it. Who is the next Bachelorette? They're from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah, it's Taylor. I'm not excited.
You know this one. Like, I know Taylor.
Not excited. Not excited.
All right. And who sings the song Man Child?
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter.
3 out of 5. And also shares your lack of excitement for The Bachelorette, AB. So that should be like a half a point.
Yeah, 3.5.
We'll bring in Hannah and see if she can get more than 3.5 correct here when we have her come back in and play next.
Hannah's homeschool. Homeschool.
Now we got Hannah walking back into the studio. We're playing Hannah's Homeschool. It's a pop culture quiz game. Hannah versus our teacher friend Natalie. You got to get more right than Hannah. Natalie did a pretty good strong showing in our first questions that we played while Hannah's standing outside the studio. Natalie, tell her how many you got right.
3.5.
Oh, we're doing halvesies today.
Well, this was a straight up half a point just because we agreed with some of her opinions. So now we're just giving out half points if we disagree with you.
Oh, agree in life. With opinions? I'm sold. I'm winning.
Well, no one agrees with your opinions around here, so you're probably going to be deducted points.
Perfect.
All right, same questions I asked Natalie, and she got 3.5 right on. The first three episodes of Only Murders in the Buildings just dropped on Hulu. Name one of the stars.
Selena Gomez.
That is correct. You guys both named the same star. Ed Sheeran's newest album just came out. What is it called?
I should know this.
You should.
He has, his albums are usually like pause, rewind, forward.
Mathematics, because he did the mathematics tour.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the right track, actually, with your pause, rewind, blah, blah, blah. That's the only hint I can give you. I need an answer in three.
Division.
It already has a division. Probably his best album.
I can see the logo. Yep. Or not the logo, the album cover in my head. So
for
that's
Ed Sheeran's new one?
Yeah. No, his division.
Oh, this one's called Play.
Oh, I said that.
Kinda. All right. The studio has the most nominations as a comedy. You need this because you need 3.5. The studio has the most nominations at the Emmys for a comedy. Tied the record for most ever with The Bear. Who stars in The Studio? I'll give you the same hint I gave Natalie to be fair. One person is from another big TV show, S Creek, and the other person, you can just name one of them, is known for smoking a lot of weed. Our teacher friend Natalie did not know.
Smoking a lot of weed. Snoop Dogg?
Not Snoop Dogg. We got one of those full big weed guys. Seth Rogen would feel great to be in the same presence as them, I feel like. Seth Rogen and Catherine O'Hara. And then last question is, who sings the song Man Child?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, and then who is the next Bachelorette from Secret Lives and Mormon
Taylor
Wives?
Frankie Paul.
Yep, and do we like her or not? All right. Well, I was going to give you half a point if you said no, because that's what Natalie said. I was going to give you 2.5, Hannah. That's not good enough. Natalie gets the win in the grudge
round. Wow.
You get to hear Hannah say it.
This is Hannah, and I've been completely schooled by Natalie.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, here it is, the Megamind question of the day. 25% of people doing this job are over the age of 50. What job do people usually have when they're over the age of 50, Hannah?
Maybe being like a mailman?
Mailman.
Mailwoman?
Ooh, that's a great guess.
Good guess. Kevin?
I don't think everybody is, but I don't know why. I immediately thought of plumbers.
Plumbers, okay. Mm.
I'm going to say greeters, like the people at like Walmart or Sam's.
Great guess. Honestly... It's such a good guess, though, that or at least such high quantity, it's probably over 25%. 25% of these people doing this job are over the age of 50. Do you know what it is? 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, it's 855-444-6342. The answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day as we kick off an hour of commercial-free music. 25% of people doing this job are over the age of 50. Did anyone get it right on the text line, Hannah?
Heather texted in and said an Uber driver.
Boom, right off the bat.
Yeah,
wow.
It's an Uber driver.
Really?
Yeah, 25% of the people who drive Uber, and if you start to think about it, probably are over the age of 50, which is interesting.
Yeah. Kev, that might be your new side hustle.
Yeah.
Probably pays better. Still commercial-free all morning long here on the Brett Mega Show. Speaking of other jobs, teachers. Is this something that you have to worry about at your schools? Let me ask you about it in 3 minutes. I have a question for teachers out there. Do you care about ChatGPT? How big of a problem in the schools is ChatGPT? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. We were talking about how like ChatGPT is now kind of like the future. Like we all use it at work. Do people care if you use it at work? And if you can use it at work, why can't you use it in school? Is this a problem inside the classroom? Are you embracing it, going, you know what? Kids are going to use ChatGPT, and now I just have to learn to accept it and learn how to teach them to use it in the right way? Or is like ChatGPT kind of like, I don't know, like the spark notes of the from back
Cliff
in the day?
Notes.
Cliff notes and stuff like that?
I don't know. I don't think I would be okay with it if I was a teacher. I don't use ChatGPT a lot. I know I'm like one of the odd ones, put it in the same channel as me still watching the news every morning. But I don't know. I feel like it would exactly be the equivalent of photo math and spark notes and cliff notes and all the things that our teachers tried to ban from us back in the day. I think that's the exact same thing. I don't think that should be allowed.
I don't think it's that. Because it's weird because if you do type something into ChatGPT, it'll summarize it for you, right?
It'll
right.
solve it
So it
for
does
you.
Kind of feel like that. But encyclopedias weren't banned back in the day. Like, it is now the modern version of the encyclopedia, right?
I just feel like it's so different because you can be so specific with it, too. Like, back in my day when it was, like, spark notes or whatever for a book, it'd be like, okay, summarize this chapter book. But now you could be like, summarize what happens on page 10 to 12 in this book, and it'll do it.
Solid
like,
point.
I don't think it's fair to completely ban it, though, because once you do start working, you are going to use it.
Yeah.
So I think that teachers should...
You think every career uses that now, though?
Yeah.
And if they don't,
some
companies
are making their own, too.
Yes,
yeah. Like,
in
their own...
some capacity.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban has said this publicly, like, if you are a kid, you need to be doing AI, you need to be messing with ChatGPT, it's the future, it's going to take people's jobs, and if you want to make real money, you need to embrace the technology. So why would we not embrace it in the classroom? But, to Hannah's point, if you embrace it inside the classroom, what does that even look like for teachers? Because you can't just say, hey, we're going to read The Great Gatsby, and I was supposed to read chapters 3 through 6. Can you give me what happened in a paragraph? And then the kids no longer are reading it, and then they're not getting the right education that they were supposed to get. So it's tricky as a teacher, man.
You can't totally lean on ChatGPT, though. Like, I feel like even in your career, people are getting way too comfortable leaning in on it. Like, that's not good.
I just type in ChatGPT, make a radio show for me, and it does it.
Yeah, well,
that's scary.
That's the difference is, okay, it's almost like when Wikipedia first appeared.
Yeah.
And everybody said, you can't trust it. You kind of can, but you know, you've got to really kind of watch your sources.
I used to source Wikipedia all the time, and
I know that is true. In school, they'd be like, you can't trust Wikipedia. You can't, like, this isn't a viable source to put in your paper, but you do it anyway.
Right. And I would do it anyway. So I think I just changed it to the encyclopedia, like, we know.
That's how ChatGPT is going to evolve or devolve your answering. It's going to be difficult because eventually it's going to start answering like you would answer.
That's what they say. Like,
it's supposed to
start picking up your tendencies.
Yeah.
And so on the show, we had asked, hey, is AB leading on her like guy best friend? And I typed in something that AB had sent to me like in a journal, like one of her journal entries. And I think ChatGPT just knows the answer AB wants to hear.
Oh, please. Yeah, right.
All joking aside, I do think ChatGPT knows it has like a bias. It's not like the encyclopedia. There is a bias tendency to watch your like searches and watch your tendencies. It's weird. It's a weird world. But this is, I think, a huge concern for teachers. Maybe it's not. Maybe teachers are going to call in and be like, guys, we don't care at all. We never even think about ChatGPT. It's not even a concern. I'm just curious, what is the life like with ChatGPT being a teacher nowadays? 855-444-MEGA. That number is 855-444-6342. Help us out on this. We're actually having an interesting conversation when it comes to teachers here on the Brett Maga Show. Is how do you embrace and handle ChatGPT? It is clearly part of our world now. It is part of our workplace. And so if it's part of the workplace, is it part of the classroom? And has it become a problem inside the classroom? 855-444-MEGA.
I think this is funny. We just got a text saying, I've texted this in before, but this topic is way more relevant for high school teachers because they're already teaching class. This would be way more appropriate at 7 a.m. Good topic, though.
Well, thank you for the feedback, but I do have a high school teacher. Jen.
I started high school at 8:16 a.m., so I would have been fine.
Jen, you're a high school English teacher, so this is very relevant to you, and you are still in your car listening and hanging out with us. So is this a problem?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. let's be honest, technology is always going to evolve, and kids are kids. They're going to find a way to get around stuff. So we just got to be one step ahead of them, right? So what I do at the beginning of the year is I have them handwrite in class a timed essay.
Interesting.
And then I know what their voice sounds like. I know where their grammatical errors are. I know what kind of vocabulary they have.
Dang.
Because AI has a very, very specific way of writing things. It also uses weird syntax and things like that. And you can tell it's AI when you read it. If you're used to reading kids' essays, you could
Jennifer
definitely
would
tell,
be busting so. All of us.
That's yeah. genius.
Yeah, that is.
Do you care, wow. though? So, like, let me ask you this question. So they do all that, but I don't want to, like, almost disrespect your job and saying, like, some of the grammatical errors that you teach and do, ChatGPT now is a resource to fix those things. So as long as they have the thought process, and then we throw it in the ChatGPT, and then we email somebody later on in our professional careers, isn't it still the same tool? Like, how do you go about that? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, like stuff with like Grammarly yeah. or things like that, where it'll correct it for you. Hey, I'm all for that. Yeah. I think it's great if you can get rid of those grammar errors. That's wonderful because I want to get to your thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that, I mean, that's the key thing. And I think, you know, honestly, don't tell my other English teacher friends that grammar really doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. I'm terrible at grammar.
Yeah. Yeah. It's can you get your idea or thought across? And that's really, really what matters. Because nobody, when they graduate, remembers subject-verb agreement, and no one cares.
So. Wow. Thank you so much for the call. That was so interesting. That's almost your point, though, Kate, is you're afraid, though, although ChatGPT can help with some of those grammatical errors and fix up certain things, AI can do that for us. What it also can do is maybe take away from some of the imagination or getting to the thought.
Absolutely. We actually had a case in one of our classrooms where a little boy wrote a story. And we were like, this is too good for his age. There's no way. Let's investigate this. And we went to ChatGPT and put in, like, the synopsis of his story. And it almost recreated word for word his story.
Dang.
Oh, wow. Even
all these kids are going to have the same
yeah.
thing.
Even ChatGPT's copying itself. Like, I just give every kid in the class the same story. Even ChatGPT got lazy.
I teach technology at the junior high level.
Oh, okay.
And we do a whole unit where we program AI.
Wow, that's cool.
Wow.
Do you feel like
AI how to recognize? So we do use it, and we're teaching them how it functions behind the scenes.
Interesting.
And ChatGPT is great. It works for some things. I mean, I've used it myself for papers or whatever. I didn't want to write letters, really. And it works, but you still have to know and have the basics of what you're doing before you can go on.
Interesting. Do you think it's harder to give those kids the basics now?
It is, because honestly, nobody wants to do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even ChatGPT is like, I gave all the kids in class the same story.
Even ChatGPT is borrowing from itself.
So, yeah. Like, I'm not writing multiple stories here. You, kid in second grade, you get a second grade story. Everyone's get the same second grade story. Super interesting conversation this morning from teachers. Thank you so much for just sharing.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby.
This week has been an absolute heavy, just whirlwind of a week between 9/11 and everything going on with Charlie Kirk. But we did just get new information confirmed by the FBI and President Trump that they do have somebody in custody involved in the shooting with Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was shot on Wednesday at an event at Utah Valley University, and they do have someone in custody. Things have been so confusing lately. There's been different people arrested and let go, but now we have confirmation that they do believe they finally got the person. We don't know if it's the person that, like, they thought was in the pictures, like the guy in the black American flag shirt or not.
Yeah, because yesterday we got pictures of him walking on campus and then walking up to the rooftop, which is about 200 yards away.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the FBI had yesterday put up a reward to over $100,000 for information leading to the identification of an arrest. So someone must have gotten that money because someone now is in custody.
So it happened right before, like just a little bit ago, President Trump was on an interview with Fox and Friends, and he's like 5 minutes before this, which seems like a little crazy, but it is Trump.
Right.
To say, like, I got a call 5 minutes ago and I'm going to go public with this.
Yeah.
But says, hey, we got a suspect in company custody and we feel like we got the right guy because there was the people, two people that are arrested and then released. And then we got a confirmation from the FBI, the head of the FBI, saying we have a suspect in custody, too. What President Trump said during the Fox and Friends interview is someone very close to the suspect turned him in. He would not reveal who the person was, but confirms the update later in today. But somebody did, someone close to him, turned him in.
Wow.
So that's all we know so far.
Wow. So as we get more information, we will keep you guys updated. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag.
hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, I'm not sure if we're going to get any calls on this, but I'm just curious how this works. If you have ever been in an open relationship or you're in an open relationship, do you pretend to be single? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342 if you've ever experimented or played with this. This all came up because there was a story that went viral of a woman on a plane who didn't have to sit next to her husband on the plane, and she was very flirtatious with this guy, and she asked for this guy's phone number, got the guy's phone number, and then when they were getting off the plane, the guy was watched her walk away with her husband. She wasn't wearing a wedding ring. And I said, I was like, hey, they could be in an open relationship. And AB, you thought, no, she wouldn't have faked, or do you fake being in a single or not?
Yeah, if I was in an open relationship, which I would never even consider, I would pretend to be single. I think that you would have more people interested in you. And I also think, you know, if you're wearing a wedding ring or whatever, nobody's going to approach you. And then you have to be the one to be like, oh, but I'm in an open relationship, so it's fine.
No,
and that's such an awkward way to start a conversation.
I don't know. I almost feel like when you're claimed and when it's known that you're in a relationship, people want you more.
Oh, it's especially men.
Like, when I started dating my boyfriend, I feel like women came out of the woodwork and they're like, oh my God, he's so hot.
Oh, really?
That's always
really?
How it goes.
You just got to pretend to be in an open relationship if you're single. Like, hey, I'm actually in an open relationship.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be saying that to people.
Isn't it the Adam Sandler thing where he like pretends like his wife died or just got divorced or he got the wedding ring or something with the wedding ring and just go with it? He like pretends that like he's in a bad relationship and he puts on the wedding ring and women want him more.
Mm-hmm.
I think the purpose of an open relationship is that you don't have to lie. You don't have to hide. They're open. So why would they be hiding their wedding ring?
I feel like every time I see an open relationship in a movie or TV show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always like, oh, they're in a relationship, we can't kiss or whatever. And then they kiss and then they're, you know, freaked out. Oh, my gosh, you cheated, blah, blah. And then they're like, no, I'm in an open relationship. Like,
they want the thrill.
It's always a second thought.
Yeah. And there's always like some type of signal or some type of, you know, thing they're wearing that gives off the vibe that
what,
they are.
Upside down pineapples?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
exactly.
That's the thing. But that's like for
swinger.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Someone explain this world to us.
Isn't that the same thing?
Is swinging, I don't know. No,
because your significant other doesn't have to be there.
Yeah,
if you're in
opens
an open
like, yeah, you could date.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of layers to this that we have no idea.
Right.
This is why we need your help. Anyone out there have ever been involved in something like this? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. And then remind me, guys, in 3 minutes to tell you about how I think I got approached by swingers.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to tell you about that next.
Okay.
Clearly, we have no idea what we're talking about. When you're in an open relationship, if anyone wants to call in with this and to kind of explain it, do you tell people you're married? Do you hide it? Do you fake it? AB thinks that people who are in open relationships take off the ring and then pretend to be single. I think that's the whole point of being in an open relationship, so they don't have to lie. I think that's the purpose.
I don't know. I just feel like if I was in an open relationship, I wouldn't have my ring on.
Because
then
you wouldn't get the options.
Yeah.
Then no one's going to be interested in you. So what's the point of being in an open relationship if no one's interested
in
you? Because people could just be lying about it. 855-444-6342. Kayla, you were approached by someone in an open relationship?
Yes. So I didn't know at the time he was in the open relationship. This was their game. And it was a work colleague of mine. He was a nurse.
Really?
And shout out to him if he's listening. It was a fun game. And so learned later on after like date number 4 that his friend was going to come along. The friend was his wife.
Oh.
And,
see, they don't hide it, AB.
No.
He brought her with.
On the fourth date, that is hiding.
Yeah, she comes along, and then they start talking about this unicorn talk, and then I was like, before I knew it, I was this unicorn, apparently, and yeah, I was like, wow, this is a whole new world that I had no idea. I was in my early 20s.
Really?
And yeah, that was just a game, so they explained it to me of how they wouldn't tell anybody that they were pursuing, that they were married, and they would see how many they could rack up and who would be interested, and then...
Well, they wouldn't tell, but you did.
Yeah.
So maybe unicorns are the sign, like, for swingers, it's pineapples. Maybe for open relationships, it's unicorns.
It's interesting that, like, sometimes it's hard to figure out where the things are. Like, people think that I still don't know if we're approached by swingers. We were at a winery where we met another couple. We're like having like wine and stuff like that, talking. And my wife never gets tipsy, like never like as a big drinker, but she was like tipsy, all like goofy fun. And they're like, why don't you guys stay with us at our like bed and breakfast? And everyone's like, they were offering to swing with you. And I was like, no, they were just being safe. And everyone's like, you don't drink wine with strangers and then offer them to stay in your hotel if there's not more intention.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
You think they're not swinging, right?
No, they're totally swingers.
I think
they're not swingers.
Thank you. They were just trying to be
nice.
They
stay in your hotel room.
They don't want drinking and driving, probably.
Thank you. That's what I thought. They said, other people have told me that they would have said, you should get a hotel, not stay in our room with us. I don't know.
To save you some money.
I don't know how it works. Kim, your husband used to tell people you were in an open relationship, but it wasn't true?
No, it was absolutely not true. We were members of a local boat club, and apparently he was telling the boat club members that we were, and he slept with one of the bartenders and was meeting women up there and outside of the other extracurricular dating that he was doing. Needless to say, we will be divorced next week.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry that happened to you.
But that's another level of it. Like, how do you know they're telling the truth that they are in an open relationship?
Oh, man, that's ugly.
We need an expert on this. Kelly, you have been in this lifestyle like a swinger for 12 years, so maybe you can clear up some of this for us.
Yeah, it was about 13 years ago. Yes, I was in a swinging relationship marriage, actually, for 12 years. And we rarely went like we were single. There's enough people out there, whether it's couples or other single men or women, that don't want a commitment. They just want to hook up. They just want a good time.
See? They don't care. They don't need to fake it.
They don't want any ties. And there's different types of swingers out there. There's those that only do things around each other, and then there's some that have more trust in their relationship to where, okay, you can go do what you want, I'll do what I want, let's come back, let's talk about it, you know, things like that. And so, you know, so you have to find the right person that, you know, whenever you're out, as far as what do they want?
There you go.
Because some people aren't comfortable with, you know, your husband or your wife being around watching or what have you, you know, so you just kind of have to play the field.
Thank you.
Communication. Yeah.
See, you didn't even know. There's different layers and levels.
I had no idea.
Right. Now you do.
Learn something new every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.